I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 17th of June, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 9. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And then we go straight to the second book of Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 16. I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Babel. You know, I looked up the Oxford Dictionary. It means confused noise made by many people speaking together. The Lord saw what the people were doing. They were trying to build a tower to get to heaven. And so what he did was he confused their language. They all started speaking different languages, and they could not work together to try and build this tower to heaven. Often the Lord will confuse an issue because he is trying to save us. He's trying to save us from trying to be like God. I have a beautiful granddaughter. She is a speech therapist. She studied language and the art of speaking at university. And she sat with me one day and she said to me, "Granddad, it is so complex. The Lord has created us in such a very special way that to be able to speak, to use your tongue and your voice box is incredible. It is a miracle. There's no doubt about it." I have just taken a photograph of a carving, a stone carving that I picked up in Ethiopia. It is of the Last Supper, Jesus with his disciples. But at the bottom, you will see a language. It's the original language in Ethiopia, which is 3,000 years old. That language was written and spoken 1,000 years before Christ was born. You're talking about a long time ago. But I want to tell you that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, down from heaven to earth to give you and me a brand new language. It's called love. I've spoken to people all over the world who can't speak English, and I can't speak their language. But once we are in Christ, it is miraculous how we can talk to one another through the language of Jesus Christ, which is the language of love. Today, go out and love somebody, even if you can't speak their language. And the Holy Spirit will unite you together in a miraculous way. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.